From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with a special rebroadcast of the Latin America Report. This one's in honor of Mother's Day.
Taste this and tell me that this doesn't taste like Cuba.
Mom, I don't know what Cuba tastes like.
That was a scene from the smart and timely play The Cuban Spring by Miami author Vanessa Garcia. It was produced here last fall by the New Theater Company just weeks before President Obama announced the U.S. would normalize relations with communist Cuba. Garcia's family drama looks at the political and generational divide inside many Cuban-American households today, especially in Miami. Its central story involves a daughter's decision to visit Cuba in defiance of her Cuban exile mother, and that reflects the broader debate about America's engagement with the island. Garcia sat down with me last October when the Cuban Spring was playing at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. I spoke with her about the Cuban-American evolution she captures, and we talked about her own mom.
Vanessa, thanks for sitting down with us, and congratulations on the play's premiere.
Thank you for having me.
Why the title Cuban Spring?
Well, that's a good question that a lot of people have. I think there is a kind of rebirth that a newer generation is bringing to the topics revolving around Cuba. The older generation is passing, and there are moments in which that is very sad, but there are moments in which that opens up a huge amount of freedom for other people to voice opinions.
You grew up in Miami. You call yourself an ABC, an American-born Cuban, and that means, as your protagonist Xiomara says, to be told all your life that you're from a place you've never been.
Well, there is the economic embargo, but there's something I think even bigger that I call the familial embargo. And so the very thing that drives us towards the island, this cultural information and knowledge, is the very thing that also blocks us. So the parents infuse us with it, and then they don't let us go. So it's like knowing very deeply a place that you don't know at all.
So we learn that Xiomara is pregnant, but she's uncertain whether she wants to have her baby until she figures out what her identity is. And you seem to be saying, for my generation, that means reconnecting with Cuba.
Absolutely. I don't think that it would be possible for her to put new life into the world without understanding where she's come from. I myself have always wanted to go to Cuba. I had tickets to Cuba. This was now a couple of years ago. Well, I go to my mother's house and I tell her. She starts to freak out. I mean, in a very over-the-top Cuban bad way, veins sticking out of her forehead. She tells me that she's literally going to have a heart attack, but she actually did look like she would. And I had to throw away the tickets.
Let's listen to the argument between Xiomara, played by Tanya Bravo, and her mother Olga, played here by Evelyn Perez.
I'm going to Cuba.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
What is wrong with you? You know how hard I had to fight to get out of that island alive, how hard it was for your father to escape your uncle nearly devoured by sharks.
Sharks, I know, but that has nothing to do with me.
It has everything to do with you. Have you learned nothing?
Fine, I misspoke. It has everything to do with me, which is exactly why I need to go. It's not a question. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. I'm going.
Xiomara?
I won't give away whether she goes or not, but the New York Times just called for lifting the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. Do you have your own feelings on this issue?
Yeah. Why I wrote this in the form of a play is because I didn't want this to be preachy in any way. My mission was really just to stir up a lot of questions. But in essence, yeah, I'm against the embargo.
Does the older generation appreciate that there is now a mix of opinions?
Recently, I have convinced my mother to travel to Cuba with me.
And when is this trip going to happen?
As soon as she gets her visa. It's interesting because now my grandfather has dementia and we have conversations in which we go to Cuba all the time. And he packs and everything.
Literally,
packs. He packs. So it's interesting now looking at the play with these nuances that are happening in my family, feeling like, you know, we are on the brink of some kind of change.
Vanessa Garcia, thanks so much again for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
A few weeks after this interview, Garcia and her mother, Jacqueline Diaz-Sampol, did visit Cuba together. Garcia's first novel, White Light, will be published in September. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.